Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Krisis, Perik Vav, Mishnah Ches. Okay, two Teich words. A Kizba is a female lamb. A Seira is a female goat. Either one can be used for a Chatas. What happens if I set aside money to purchase a Kizba? Then I decided, no, maybe rather a Seira, I can get a better deal on it, or becomes more practical for him, whatever the case may be. He wants to change his mind what type of behemoth he can bring. But he already designated the money for one type. So to Mishnah, it's not a problem. Mevian, it's possible to bring mehegdish kizba for money that he set aside to purchase a kizba for a karb mechatas, a seira. Change it to a seira, that's not a problem. And the other way around as well, mehegdish seira for money that he set aside thinking he was going to buy a seira, the female goat, for a karb mechatas. He can bring a kizba instead of lamb for that carbon. On certain averos, we've already discussed this beforehand, and I'm sure you remember from Chumash, the Torah gives it to us, the kapara comes on a sliding scale. It's called the carbon oila v'yarid. Depends how much money the person has. If he's an ashir, and he has to bring a kivsa or a seira, that has to be his chatas. If he doesn't have money, if he's dal, he's poor, can't afford the behema, well, he has to bring a shtei tarim or shnei b'nei yayna, turtle dove of the pigeons, pair of birds. One is for a chatas, one is for a ayla. If he can't even afford the birds, that's called dali dalas, then he has to bring an asira se'efa, or rather he could just bring a tenth of an efa of fine flour, and that's his karma chatas. What happens if he set aside money to buy one type? Could he change it to a different type? Says the Mishnah, yes. So suppose you set aside money for a kizba or a seira. Now he wants to change it to the birds. So to Mishnah, it's not a problem. Mehegdish kizba seira, for money that he set aside for the kizba or the seira, he can change it and now purchase tyrin or b'nei yayna. That's either tyrin or b'nei yayna. Turtle doves or the pigeons. And let's say he set aside money for the birds. Mehegdish tyrin or b'nei yayna. He can use that money now for asira se'efa, for the silas of fine flour. Ketzad, how does this work out? Let's say you have an ashir, and he's mechuyev a carbon oil of a yard. It's one of those aveirois where the Torah says it's an oil of a yard. The hifish, and he set aside money, lekizba le'seira, for a kizba or a seira. But afterwards, he lost his money. He's no longer rich. So now, he should bring birds. Yavi, he can bring if his bird karbanis from that money that he set aside originally for the behemoth. And if he became poor, more poor afterwards, now he only has to bring the flour, so he can use that money, yavi asir seifa. He can bring the tenth of an eifa of flour from that same money. Now, wait a second. If a kizbor seira, let's say, cost, 100, and a bird cost 50, so what happens with the 50? And the answer is the 50 is cholim. And that's learned from a pasuk. Because the pasuk says, mechatase ashechata. So it's mashma, even from a little bit of the money that he set aside for his chatas, if his financial status changed, if he lost money, he can bring a bird from a little bit of that money. And the same is true if he set aside money for the bird, and then he became poor. So the pasuk says, mechatase. So it's mashma, you can use a little bit of that money for the bird. And if he becomes even more poor, now let's say it's the other way around. He didn't lose his money, but he got his money. He got more money. Suppose v'hifrish, he first set aside money, lasir seifa, to purchase just the flour. That's what he could afford. And afterwards, hesher, he became rich. Or he got more money than he had before. Now he has to bring at least the bird carbon. So yavi, he can bring oif, the bird carbon, from this money. He'll have to add on to the money that he set aside for the flour because the birds cost more. But he can take the original money. And if Hashi became even more rich, now he has to bring a behemoth, so yavi kizba seira. He can take that money that was set aside for the birds. He'll have to add to it and buy the animal karbanis. In a similar vein, says the Mishnah Vaita, let's say you have an ashir, hifrish kizba oiseira, who separated either the lamb or the goat, the female lamb or goat, for a carbon oil of a yared, v'nista avu, and it got a mum. And now he became poor, And all he would have to bring now would be the bird karbanis. Imrotz, if he wants to, he can redeem the kivza or the se'ira, because you can redeem hegdash if it gets a mum. Yavi b'demayen, and he can bring, with the money that he gets for the redemption, oif, the karbanis of the birds. Either birds are cheaper, the rest of the money goes out l'chul. Hifrish oif, let's say he separated a bird for the carbon oil of a yard, because he's like in the middle scale. V'nistav, the bird got a mum. Now, really, birds don't become possible with a mum unless they're missing mamish and aver. So that's what it means. It's mamish missing an aver, it's possible to be makriv. But l'maisi became even more poor, and now he would just have to bring flour. Here, however, lo yavi b'damav, he cannot bring with the money of the oif that became possible the asiris aver, the flour that he has to bring. Why? Because this halacha that you could redeem a hegdish animal when it gets a mum is only by a behemah, not by a oif. A oif does not have pidyon. When the Torah tells us the halacha you could redeem an animal, psuli hamikdashim, if it becomes pasul, so the pasuk says, v'hemet as a behemah lefnei a kayin, the behemah has to stand before the kayin. Could have just said it has to stand. Why does it say the behemah has to stand? That's to teach us that a behemah could be redeemed, and the kayin is going to assess its value. But you can't redeem birds, you can't redeem wood that you donated for Hegdish or Levina or Klisharis and so on. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Vav Mishnah Ches. If someone set aside money to purchase a kizba for a karbon chatas, you can use that money for a se'ira, the other way around as well. Someone set aside money for a kizba or a se'ira, and then he became poor, and it's one of those types of chatas. Not every chatas is this way. It's one of those types of chatas that is an oil of a yayrid. So you can use some of that money to buy the birds. The rest is chulin, as it's learned from psukim, like we explained from the Batanura. If it becomes even more poor, then it can use some of that money he set aside for the birds to buy the flour, and the rest is chulin. Same is true the other way around. If he's on and up, he set aside money for Nasir Sa'ifa, then he got more money. He can use that money, add more money, and buy the oifas. If he got more money afterwards, then he could take the money he set aside for the oifas, add more money to it, and bring the behemoth. And the Mishnah told us in a similar vein, if someone is mafresh, a kizbo, or a se'ira, again, in a situation of a carbon oil of a yard, and it gets a mum, he could redeem it, and with that money, he can purchase an oif. Let's say now he lost some of his money, he's not as rich as he was before. So fine, you can switch it to an oif, and the extra money is chulin. But if he sets aside the oif for the carbon oil of a yard, then it gets a mum, and a mum by an oif means that it's missing an aver. Here, there's no way to take that money and use it for the flour. And that's because an oif does not have a pidyon. Can't redeem an oif.